In October, James Enoch Heffling was convicted of murdering Fernandez along with a felony discharge of a firearm. Defense Attorney Scott Williams says the key issue in the motion boils down to error in legal counsel and the court providing adequate jury instructions.
Our position has been that under the law, all parties, including the court, share equally in the task of trying to make sure mistakes about jury instructions don't occur. Mistakes of omission, commission, whatever sorts. It is an important and extremely and quintessentially legal aspect of a trial and obligation of lawyers in the court.
Williams says it's an awkward motion to bring to the court because it implicates failure in the defense counsel.
If we have to shoulder the blame ourselves, which is suggested by, I think, by the state's responsive memorandum, fine. It doesn't matter. I think that the law is that everyone shares responsibility, but the effect is the same, whether we foist it on one side or the other.
State's attorney, Patricia Cassell, argues the defense had many opportunities to address issues long before deliberations occurred.
But I want to just start by saying we are not conceding in any way, shape, or form that any of these instructions were an error. We're not, by talking about invited error does not mean that we're saying that there was an error in any of the instructions. We believe that the instructions were correct.
Both the victim and the perpetrator were severely intoxicated, and the jury was given instructions to take this into consideration.
It essentially tells them that they should consider whether the defendant's level of intoxication in making these decisions. And again, there was the reasonable person standard was again reiterated in the end of that instruction, and again, there was no objection to that.
Judge Holmberg denied the motion immediately following the hearing. He said the briefs submitted in the motion were thorough, and he gave both sides as much time as needed to clarify their positions. Judicial rulings on arresting a verdict from state and federal court provided clear direction for him to deny the motion.
23 provides for a motion to arrest judgment if the facts proved or admitted at trial do not constitute a public offense, or if the defendant is mentally ill, or if there is other good cause for arrest of judgment. In this case, the defendant is relying on that portion of the rule providing other good cause for arrest of judgment.
Heffling will be sentenced next month in Third District Court. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.